Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
Once again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus, who is our Savior of sinners, who has redeemed us from the penalty of sin and will redeem us from the very presence of it. We now are grown in this world because of the sin around us, and indeed it does hurt to see things that are not right. You see people being mistreated, and we as Christians cannot say, well, that's their problem. No, if you are rightly related to the Lord, you're going to be concerned about the things that matter to God. If you are rightly related to the Lord, you're not going to be an island unto yourself and say, that's their problem, too bad for them, I got mine, and I'm sorry about them. No, there will be a burden of some sort on the heart of the people, because the spirit of compassion, the spirit of the Lord is upon those who know him. He dwells in us. He gives us a love for the lost. He's the one who has told us to go forth with the gospel, bearing the precious seed of the gospel of Christ. It is his work. We are his people, bearing his message. And here, make this statement, you know, the Christian doesn't have to worry about proclaiming the gospel of Christ, because this is God's message. The Lord is going to back up his truth. He's the one who told us to go forth with the message of the gospel. He's the one who told us to go into the hedges and highways and compel them to come to Christ. So you don't have to worry about whether or not the Lord is going to be pleased with you inviting that one. You may have been asked of someone to gather friends or to invite people, and then at the end of that list, or when the functionist goes off, and you've invited several people, and someone will say, now, who invited that one? Well, the Lord will never tell you that you invited the wrong person to come to Christ. He bids us to go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature, Matthew 28:19-20. We are to go to the world. And what are we going to find in the world? He did not tell us to go into the local churches, but we're told to go out into the world. Now, what are you going to find in the world? You will find a world of sinners. What will their need be? Salvation. Why are they sinners? They are without the Lord. Well, why is it that they are rebels and enemies to God? Because they are rebels to God. They are not concerned about what matters and what pleases the Lord. And that's the way it is. Rebels to God. And he bids us to go. And as Abraham Lincoln was said to have said, that how do you destroy your enemy? By making friends. Now that doesn't mean that you turn him into a friend. See, now the way we can conquer the enemy is with the gospel of Christ, seeing them brought to a saving knowledge of the Lord. As not at all is there any matter of compromise given when we talk about making friends. Now, what we'll have to do, we preach the gospel, live the life, testify of Christ, have a personal relationship with the Lord, and we're bidding the lost to come to the Savior. And once they come to know the Lord, they'll become a friend. This has been repeated again and again. People who once didn't want you, and you kept praying for them and kept living for Christ before them, they came to know the Lord, now they love you. They ran from you at one time, now they are waiting for you to come. They're glad to see you come. That's the way the Lord works. Father, we ask for your blessings again today, and Lord, that some will be delivered from the bondage of sin. We plead the blood, asking for power, asking for wisdom, and to bring glory to thy name, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now, let's go back again to the book of Genesis chapter 26. Again, we were looking at the Lord, and we are down to verse 20. When the herdmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's herdmen, saying, "The water is ours," and he called the name of the place, or the well, Esek, because they strove with him. And they digged another well, and strove for that also. He called the name of it Sitnah. And he removed from thence, and digged another well, for that they strove not. And he called the well of it Rehoboth. And he said, "For now the Lord hath made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land." Now, as we mentioned before, the world will see things that you have done, and they will want to lay claim of that which God has given to you. Isaac and his men said the Lord had made room for us, and he moved, kept moving away and moving away. He continued to dig the wells, and they were saying the wells were dug on their property, and that's the reason for them claiming the well. As I mentioned before, they were watching them dig, and they waited until it was dug and then made their claim. So we want to bring spiritual refreshment to the world, and that's one of the things that the world seeks to do, seeks to share in the glory of God. The world doesn't want, and when I say the world, I'm talking about people who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. Those who will say that they are a self-made man, or that they have succeeded based upon someone else's theory. They don't give glory to the name of the Lord. They say that they are the ones who have made themselves strong, and they are the ones, they themselves are the ones who have given themselves wisdom. And they work hard to keep God out of their lives and don't want to give any glory to the name of the Lord. As the man who is a rebel against God would say when he hears his children giving thanks to the Lord for the food that they are eating, that he would say, "Don't you thank the Lord, you thank me. I'm the one who brought this food." Well, that fellow didn't stop to think about where he got his strength or who brought him into existence. Now, he ought to say, "Well, you thank your grandfather, your grandparents for what they did." But no, this one feels as though he's an island, that he suddenly popped on the scene and things didn't start happening in the world until he got here. What arrogance, what presumption, what deceit has a man that would think like that, or a woman who will feel like she is so beautiful that she doesn't need the Lord. And she is more beautiful than God himself. There are some who feel as though they have got to have things their way, or else there is no way. Now look further. They said, "For now the Lord hath made room for us." Do you recognize who caused you to increase and who prospered you? There may have been many points of contention in your life, and now you're at a place of peace. Do you say, "I worked hard and finally I got quote unquote lucky, and now it's all right"? Or you say, "It was very hard starting out, but we got used to it and now it's all right"? No, you should be like these. "The Lord hath made room for us." We have looked to him and now we're being blessed by the Lord. He has given us peace, and he's the one who is working this perfect work. So Isaac moved away. He got what the Lord would have him to have. Now, if you want blessings from the Lord, if you want your soul to delight in the fullness and in the fatness of the Lord, then you will have to do what the Lord says, draw from him. You don't find refreshment from the world. You don't find hope and encouragement from the world. The encouragement that the world gives is an encouragement for a little while. As it'll give you pleasure for a little while, and then it turns sour. You see people who feel like, well, they found someone now that they love, and they're madly in love with this person because the one that they had to whom they were married they change, and they are no longer making them happy and laughing. They were no longer rich and no longer beautiful and young and full of energy. Now they've gotten sick, and they found someone else that is strong and healthy and wealthy. And they are saying, now I'm in love. Well, you are deceived into thinking that you've gotten something that lasts. That will turn sour. They always will turn sour when you cheat like that, when you turn away from the Lord, expecting to find the refreshment for your soul by going contrary to God's command. You know, if you want help, you want spiritual refreshment, you have to go to the Lord. Is your soul in a state of drought and you are just an evil person, hard person to get along with, and you wonder why is it that people run from you? Well, you need to go to the Lord and get strength from Him. Go to Him and get refreshment from Him. Go to the Lord Jesus and tell Him your problems. Talk to Him. You know, it is not a matter of memorizing Scripture that's going to change you, but recognizing whose Scripture and whose promise it is, and then having this relationship with Him. You're learning about Him through His Word, and you are resting in what He has said. And so it is very important for the Christian to get into the Word, to get into the Bible, and to find that refreshment in for the soul by taking God at His Word, by taking the Lord at His Word. You see, the devil can memorize Scripture and quote Scripture, but the devil doesn't have joy. Joy comes from the Lord. Joy is unto those of us who've been redeemed, washed in the blood of the Lamb. So if you want to have great joy in your life, then you must see what God the Lord has done for you and is doing for you. The Lord makes room. He's the one who increases in the life and in the area where you need, where there can be joy in the Lord and in the power of His might. So there must be a time when we move away from the world. Don't stay in the world thinking you're going to find the joy. Remember, as long as they were in the land of these people kept saying, so the first time they moved, they moved again, and then finally, now the Lord has made room for them. Don't expect to have great delight in the world. Go to the place where the Lord would have you to go. It is a place where you separate yourself from the world unto God, not a place where you try to separate yourself from the world and from the Lord and build your own. That is not the way to go. You want to separate from the world unto the Lord. The Lord has made room for us. So this is what He wants us to do when we move away from the evil, drawing nigh unto God. And as we draw nigh to Him, we're moving away from the world so that we will not have to have this matter of the world contending for, claiming, they will say it, but the Lord will fight for us. Now, Father, we ask for Your blessings again today on the program. We ask for Your blessings again upon the people. Lord, bless this preacher and help us to be faithful to Thy calling for our lives, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Well, join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. I'm Willie Thompson in Greenville, South Carolina. May the Lord bless you.